The next generation of Republican leadership may also include more African Americans. When Michael Steele became the first black chairman of the Republican National Committee last year, he made his intentions to diversify the party clear, and his efforts might be reflected in the increasing number of African Americans seeking public office as Republicans. However, many attribute their newfound political ambition to a Democrat, President Barack Obama. For more, I'm joined by NPR News analyst Juan Williams, who's in our Washington studio. Hey, Juan, welcome back.
Good morning, Leanne.
Start by defining the scope of this trend for us in the Republican Party.
Well, in just pure numbers, it's a record. You're going to have 30 black Republicans running for congressional seats this year. And I'm talking about in major places like California, Florida, Illinois, all over the country. So it's widespread, in large part, I think, generated by a black Republican vice chairman down in North Carolina by the name of Timothy Johnson. He's one now of four. This is interesting to me, Leanne. One of four black Republican vice state chairs for the Republican Party. Another record.
Is there an answer to the why these numbers are increasing?
Well, I think there are two things that pop out at me. One, obviously, the Republicans have a black party chairman in Michael Steele, and he has been making an effort to reach out. The second thing I would say, Leanne, is Barack Obama. He's the president. There's a black president, and it's raised the profile and a sense of opportunity for people who were thinking about political careers. And in the interesting, here's the twist for the black Republicans. They think, wow, you can get elected, you can win office, but I don't like his agenda. And so a lot of these people that we're talking about this morning are people who have military backgrounds or ties to the clergy, so they're sort of values voters. And then finally, they think in terms of taxes and the economy that the president hasn't done enough to help with the recession's impact on black America. And of course, there's about twice the level of unemployment among black people that there is among whites in the country.
So it's not really overstating it to say that there is an Obama effect, just as you pointed
out.
But they're for different reasons.
Yeah, in other words, I think most people listening to our conversations, when we say, oh, an Obama effect, he's inspired these people. In some ways, he's antagonized and stirred up these people.
Yeah, but in 2006, there are also a lot of black candidates running. So the difference this year is, well, we mentioned Barack Obama. Is there more?
I think there is a little bit more, which is I think that you have a surge in terms of Republican Tea Party anger, lots of things in the water right now. And so you have conservative Republicans who may have been enthused about the idea of a Barack Obama breaking this barrier, but think, you know what, he really doesn't speak for me. And these people are largely invisible in terms of American politics, conservative blacks. But here they are now starting to pop their head out as we come into this spring, potential springtime for Republicans.
And there are black Republicans that are willing to speak for them.
There are, including our troubled friend Michael Steele at the moment, who, of course, is under siege for his own problems. Right now, as you know, the FEC had a report earlier this week that revealed that there was apparently fundraising going on at a club, strip club type place out in Los Angeles. But nonetheless, what he represents to that conservative black vote is intriguing and bringing them now greater prominence.
What about the Democrats? Is there the same kind of interest in public office in the, I mean, across party lines?
No. Right now, Democrats have won 55 seats, increased their number of seats in the House by 55 over the last two cycles. With that has come a sense of trying to hold on. This time, the expectation is Republicans are going to win more seats back rather than lose more seats. And so everybody's kind of saying, maybe it's my time to get involved.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leah.